All right, if you have your Bibles, the sword of the Spirit, the bread of life, the word of God, the word of the living God, I want you to turn with me into Luke 18, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, at the first verse, Luke, and he, verse 1, Jesus, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, to sum it all up, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let me read it one more time. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men must or ought always to pray and not to faint. You may be seated. Now we'll get later in that and get into that parable. Before we start, can I ask everybody in this house, what is your definition of prayer? To pray. It is talking to God. That's what I got right here. It is talking to God. It's opening up your heart to Him. Prayer is the heart's language that you know the Lord hears and He understands. Prayer is the soul's blood. It is your lifeline to heaven. How many knows we need a lifeline?
Yeah, we do.
An anchor. It is your anchor that holds you in stormy weather. Prayer is your access to the throne room of God. It is your connection, an open channel to heaven, to bring all of your petitions and needs to the Lord for His divine help. How many's ever had times, Lord, I need help. I need You, Lord, to touch, and I need You to move.
Yes.
Oh, God. Not only is prayer asking God for something or for a help, it's a deep communion with Him from your soul, in meditation, inwardly, from your heart, without uttering a word. You reflect on His goodness with a thankful heart, giving Him praise and thanks and telling Him, Lord, I love You. You can meditate your prayers, children. It's not just an outward prayer that God hears and listens to. You can think your prayers through the day as you go without ever being on your knees. Your inner man can pray and God will answer. How many knows that? Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah to God. It was the psalmist David that said in Psalm 104:34, my meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Oh, that we could have a spiritual mind. Oh, Lord. How many wants a spiritual mind here today? Give me a spiritual mind, Jesus. Let me think upon the good things, Lord. To have the Lord in all of your thoughts all the time. Listen, you have to cultivate this. You got to work on it.
Yes.
You have to work on this. And ask the Lord to help you go through the day with a prayer, a praise, and a song. The mighty Apostle Paul knew the secret of what it took to maintain victory through all of his sufferings and trials. Brother Ronnie, would you read for me 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing.
Yep.
In everything, give thanks. In everything,
yes.
Give
yes.
Thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
What's the will of God for my life? To rejoice.
Right.
To be glad in His salvation.
Pray.
To be glad that I'm saved.
Yeah.
And to pray without ceasing. Always calling on the Lord. Oh, to stay in connection with Him. In everything, giving thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In essence, what Paul was saying, I've got something to rejoice about.
Yes.
I may have my problems. I battle the devil every day of my life, Paul did. But this one thing I know, I am saved.
Yes.
God called me.
Yes.
And he saved me.
Yes.
Praise be to the Lord. I know what God has done for me. I know what he brought me out of. And I know that he changed my life. And I'm keeping my prayer life up to make this thing good. I'm going to continue to praise him. And I'm going to keep right on thanking him. Paul is saying to us, by doing this, it will keep you from falling apart. This will keep the children of God from falling apart. Going through our trials, going through our hardships, going through our afflictions, going through trouble. If we will only learn to rejoice in him with a thankful heart and to keep right on a praying, it will do something. It'll sustain you inside.
Yes.
Oh God, oh God. What's Isaiah the prophet? What's the key to having peace and not turmoil? Isaiah 26:3, and you know what it is. Thou wilt keep him. Keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Thank you, Lord, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Children, I'm teaching this to myself too. You know, it's a battle nowadays. You can't put your finger on it. It just seems like an oppression. There is just a pressure in our society. Mm-hmm. How many has ever felt it? You battle. You battle. There's spirits in the heavenly places. There's rulers of the darkness. There's principalities. And oh, that we could pray through them. My Lord, my God, to pull heaven down. I know I'm saved, but I battle and I struggle in my mind. I'm speaking for everybody. I need somebody. Brother Charles, you want to read that? You're in there. Philippians 4:6-8. Philippians 4:6-8.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
All right.
Yes.
Now, this is a mouthful, but the Holy Ghost told Paul to write it. Be careful for nothing. How many has ever looked that up to see what it really means? The word careful here means be not anxious, worried, or fearful about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Look real close with me. Look at the word supplication. Children, it'd help every one of us if we got us a dictionary and really ask God to open our mind. What is the definition of these words in our Bible? Supplication. It has a strong definition. In the Greek, it means to beseech, to beg the Lord with an earnest and humble heart, a plea for help in your time of need. Lord, I'm desperate. I long for you. My soul yearns for you. That word supplicate means to beg for in a deep emotional way. It's a deep yearning in the heart with tears that gets God's attention. When you pray this way and you yearn and you weep and you reach and you cry, it stirs up the Holy Ghost inside of you to enter a spirit of prayer that quickens you in your body and quickens you in your mind. It lifts you to a higher plane and a higher realm to enter God's divine presence. It is there that He clothes you with strength and brings victory to overcome. When we can reach that place in prayer that we can turn it all over to the Lord, to let loose of it and let Him have it, there will be a peace that you know that He's heard you and He'll move in His time because you love Him and trust Him.
Yes.
How many just got some things in your life you just need to turn it over to God?
Amen.
I can't fix it.
Amen.
It seems like conditions and situations get worse and worse and worse. Yeah. Heavenly Father, I'm your child. I need your help. I am desperate. You look right deep down in my heart and my soul. You know that I love you. You know that I'm serving you the best that I can. But I've got a mountain. I've got a problem. I've got a need. And ain't no way that I can fix it. It's in your hands. Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord. How many in this church today can say, God, I'm a coming. There's access through prayer. There is a way into the heavenlies. There is a way into God's courtroom. Into the throne room. Lord, I bring my life. I bring my soul. I bring my future. I bring my family. I bring everything, Lord, to you, and I lay it at your feet. I want you to know that tears are a language that God sees and understands. I'm telling you, in times we don't know, we don't have the right English words to pray to God, and it seems at times that our words are just not what we want them to be. But I'm telling you, if you're grown in the Spirit, and if you yearn in the deep emotions of your inner man, God reads that loud and clear, and the Holy Ghost, it'll stir up him. Everybody in this house has got the Holy Ghost. You got that anointing. You got that Spirit. He abides within you. I'm telling you, you can stir him up when you read the Word of God and you pray and open your heart unto the Lord. The Spirit inside of you will make intercession for you with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that such searcheth the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for us. Raise your little hand. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the Spirit. We need the Spirit's touch. We need that connection. We need that communion. We need that divine touch on the inside that I know that God knows me, and he knows my situation, he knows my condition, and he's going to move in due time if we faint not. Hey, Lord, men ought to always, they must always pray and not faint. I feel the Lord in the house. They ain't no time to faint now. I said they ain't no time to quit now. The devil tells you it's hopeless. The devil will tell you it's the end. It will never work out. It's getting worse. But my God is bigger than the mountains that I can or cannot see. He can pull them down.
Yes.
And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Listen, that word keep means God will garrison you about with a spiritual wall of His presence around your heart and around your mind.
Yes.
But you know that you know that you know that you know, God, it's in your hands. It's going to be all right. Holy Lord. Children, what I'm dealing with today, we're going to have to pray until we pray. We're going to have to pray till we get in the spirit of prayer. It's then that you can pull down the strongholds. Pull down, cast down everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bring every thought into captivity. Come back here. Come back here. I'm keeping my mind on the Lord.
Yes.
Pull them down. Pull them down. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Raise your little hand and wave it to Him. He's greater. He's greater. He's greater. He's sweeter. He's precious. He's my God. He's my anchor. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my preserver. He's my waymaker. Holy, 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 holy. Ooh, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Can I tell you, prayer is your survival kit in this troubling hour.
Yes.
Listen, many are hurting and many are losing it because they don't pray. They're not seeking, fully seeking and loving God with a dedicated prayer life. Millions have no communion with the Lord of glory.
Right.
They rush off to do business and rush to do other things. And somewhere down the road, they get weak and they can't make it and they fall away. Prayer will keep you strong. Prayer will keep you from falling.
Amen.
Prayer. In prayer, there is strength.
Yep.
My Lord, I felt Him just now. Holy God, there's strength in prayer.
Yes.
Prayer builds confidence.
Amen.
The more you pour your heart out to God, the more you have confidence. Prayer and daily reading God's Word will develop a faith in you that will not quit.
Right.
Come on.
Holy, holy, the host of hell may assail. They cannot. They cannot have my dedication to the Lord. They cannot bring me down. Holy Lord. It'll develop a faith in you that won't quit. It'll keep you. God is calling His church to prayer in these last days. How many can say amen to that? How many knows that we can love God in our prayers? And He will cause Him when we love Him in our praise and in our prayers. It will cause Him to bow down His ear and then reach down His hand to touch us. I don't know about you, but I want heaven's attention. I want the Lord to bow down His ear and incline unto my cry. Praise be to the Lord. A lot of people are seeking God's hands only for what He can do and what He can give. But can I tell you from your heart, if you'll seek His face and His favor and His will, seek Him. He'll not only listen to you, hey, Lord, when you praise Him and love Him, but He'll reach down His hand. And He will move. No! They ain't a wall too thick that God can't bring it down.
Yeah.
Praise Him, church, praise Him. It's time that the walls, hallelujah, come down in the name of Jesus. Lord.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, get out of here. there, Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood against you. I am a blood-bought child of God, and you cannot take away what God has given me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yes.
Come on. Hey, like.
I can tell you, and you can agree with me and say it's true. The enemy of our souls is pressing God's people like never before.
Amen.
He'll throw everything in your path to distract you and pull your minds away from the Lord. The devil does not want you praying. The devil suffers when you pray. He wants to weary you and wear you out and make you to faint, to say, what's the use? How important is prayer to you, church, today? Is anybody in this house desperate today? Is anybody at the crossroads that you say, Lord, it's now or it's never? It's a matter of life or it's a matter of death? As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Raise your hand and say, am I going through by the blood of the Lamb? And my God is greater than the powers of hell.
Oh,
God. I'm now telling you, we need a war cry. We need a cry that will erupt from our very soul. Praise God. I say, praise God. I'm a winner.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Prayer is the real battleground.
Yes.
Can you say amen to that, Sister Maria?
Amen.
I knew you would. Prayer is the keys to the kingdom of God that unlocks the door. Stay with me for a while.
Come on.
Prayer is the real battleground. Your battle, stay with me, listen. Your battle is really won in prayer before you ever go out on the field.
Yes. That's right.
Oh God. Right. In your place of prayer is where the enemy of your soul is fought and overcome. You have to face him in your prayer closet.
Yes.
It's there in your circle of prayer that you pull down the strongholds and the lies of the devil.
Yes.
And take authority over the imaginations that the enemy puts in your mind. He likes to paint bad pictures. He likes to paint it black.
Yes.
He likes to paint it negative.
Right.
He likes to paint it hopeless. My Lord, my God. Give us a faith, Lord. Give us a faith. It's there in your circle of prayer that you pull these things down. It's there in earnest, heartfelt prayer that you wrestle in the spirit and you bring the thoughts captive. You wrestle in your soul until you pull heaven down to dispel the fears. It is there in earnest pleading that the doubts are overcome. You continue on in that prayer until your aggravations are conquered. Your faith and confidence is built, and your strength is renewed. Then when you walk out of your door, you walk in assurance because you know inside you've got the victory.
Yeah.
Can you feel after the Lord today? Oh, Lord, I need you. I need your touch, God.
Yes.
I need your spirit.
Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. There ain't a river too muddy and too wide that God can't stop the waters and bring you across. There ain't a sea too deep what God can't breathe right in the middle of your prayer and divide the waters and bring you over to victory. Hey, God. Hallelujah. All the waters of this earth, 70% of the water of this earth is water. And in Atlanta, 70%. And he holds the waters in the palm of his hand. My Lord, he sits upon the circle of the earth. He weighs the mountains like dust in a scale. Hallelujah. Not only that, but he holds me in the palm of his hand. How many could say Isaiah said he's engraving us in the palm of his hand? I can imagine seeing God sitting on that great glorious throne. When he stretches out his hands, he looks and he sees everybody's name. Hey, Lamar, I'm telling you, the devil, he cannot take you out of God's hand. That's what Jesus said. I've got the Lord's hand upon me. Raise your hand and praise him. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. He's real. He's alive. The devil's a liar.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Amen.
Children, I pray all this through the house for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take you now, if you still got your Bibles open there, to the 18th chapter of Luke. I want to take you into the heart, into the life of a woman that would not quit. Luke 18. Oh God. Oh God. I want to take you into our Bible right now and let Jesus himself show you a woman who would not give up till God answered her and delivered. Listen, children, honestly, I'll say it again. There are things that only God can do.
Amen.
We cannot fix them.
Amen.
We cannot change them. There are situations that only God can move on. But he has to get a hold of the heart. Believe me, we need some mountains removed in our lives that the enemy of our soul has gradually built up over time. The devil's there to tell you it'll never happen. This is where we get wearied with a situation. We throw up our hands and say, what's the use? We give in too easy and we accept defeat. Children, every one of us here today battle. We battle in our bodies. We battle in afflictions. We battle in our minds. We have trials and hardships. But sometimes, if this just comes to me, sometimes dealing with people that negatively affect our life is the hardest of them all. Human beings that don't love and serve God can make it very hard on a Christian that is trying to serve the Lord. You got a target right in the middle of your back. Seems like on jobs anymore. Oh, Lord, the enemy don't like you. I want to take you now into the life of a woman who would not stop or quit till God moved in her situation. This poor widow woman had an adversary. Has anybody got an adversary? Has anybody ever seen the devil? You might not have looked up on him with your eyes to literally see him, but how many's ever seen the devil? You can, yeah, you can see it in the lives of sinners. You can see it all through our government. I've seen him, not face to face, but I've seen the effects of him, and I don't like it. I don't like it when he hurts you. That's what we all need, is to pray not only for ourselves, but to pray for one another. Just lift your hand, say, Jesus, my brother and my sister is important to me. I felt that. I felt that. I felt that. I don't want to see you down. I don't want to see you defeated. I don't want to see you tormented and hurt. Oh God, I don't want to see the devil working on people. Holy Lord, my God's bigger. This poor woman had a desire. She had an adversary, that devil, oh God, but she did not stop. We're going to go and see what she did. Thank you, Lord, a poor little woman. Hallelujah. Lord, I need deliverance. Oh God, I'm tired of this. I need you, Lord, to help me. So within her heart, she says, I'm going higher. I'm going higher to get my help. Verse 2, we've already read verse 1. Jesus said, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. He had no respect for God, and he did not care about others. Sounds like he was set in his ways, that old judge was, and was not going to move or change for anybody. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he what?
Would not
for what? For a while. That while sometimes seems like forever. That, I'm telling you, time is the essence. I preached a message a long time ago. When the trial becomes a trial, it's the essence of time. Time will wear on you. It'll wear you down until you faint.
Come on.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God. And he would not for a while. Mr. Judge, you might as well give in, because this woman is not going to quit. Woo! Pray. Can you put your name there? I'm like that widow woman. Hey Lord, I don't have much, but one thing I know, I'm not going to quit. Hey Lord, are you a man in this congregation today? You say, I battled, but one thing about it, I'm not going to quit. It sounds like by these two scriptures, this judge was uncaring, hard to deal with. You ever hear anybody hard or see anybody hard to deal with?
Yes.
I've had bosses up there, Lord, have mercy, if I hadn't prayed. Oh, God, have mercy sakes. It's hard to deal with. He had no compassion for, and her adversary that was causing her trouble was a pure devil that was pressing her sore. What would we do in a case like that?
Prison.
Right. What would you do, Sister Maria?
I'd pray harder.
Pray harder. Sheila?
Pray fast.
Pray harder.
Fast.
Fast with your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Sherry, what would you do?
Keep on going and praying.
Keep on going and praying.
Set my face like a flint. I'm going on.
The world can't have your soul. Raise your little hand. He can't have my soul. The devil cannot have my soul. This world cannot have it.
That makes me hard to do.
Jesus, I'm glad I got you. He was uncaring.
Nope.
I ain't going to listen to you. Oh, yeah. Would we just let the enemy have his way? The inward thought was, God and that woman, I've had it. I can't take it anymore. I need your help. Lord, I love you. And I'm serving you. I need you. to deliver me. She goes to the judge and pours out her complaint to him. And the judge would not for a while. He paid no attention to the woman for a while. But she kept coming back and crying out. We do not know, Jesus don't tell us, how many trips she made to that judge. She kept climbing the steps and going higher. To that judge, the one who could help her. But she kept on pleading her cause. But afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual, say continual, her continual coming, she weary me. Now I looked into this and I asked God for a definition. The Greek word here for troubleth, this woman troubleth me, it means to wear someone down through persistence. And can I tell you, Jesus is using this in this parable to show that the woman did not quit. But God, you'll never wear him down. You will never weary him. He wants you to come to him anytime that you're in need and in trouble. We don't wear God down, but what we need is to wear ourselves down and the flesh and the carnal and to give our whole heart to God. Holy Lord, to die out, I'm desperate, I'm going to die out. Holy Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I need God to help me. In other words, that judge had other business to take care of that was more important to him than to listen to this poor lowly widow woman. That uncaring worldly judge, in essence, was a saying, if I don't deal with her, she's going to keep on coming back. Until I'm completely wore out.
Yep.
I mean, you could say persistence, Lord, is what it is. Persistence. Pressing. Since John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been preached, and men press their way into it. Don't lose your press. You got to go higher, ascend the steps. Let's go into the courtroom. Holy God, I need God to move. How many in this house right now, raise your hand. I need God to move in my life. I need, it's not too hard for God. Oh, Lord, God gave me this earlier in the week. Only he knows. This earthly judge got to the place he could finally see her point of view. She made it plain enough for him to understand it. Look, Judge, look what I'm suffering. Look, Heavenly Father, look what I'm enduring. Look what I'm up against. So he says to himself, I'm going to answer her request and give her what she needs. Jesus goes on to say, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. In other words, listen what this old uncaring earthly man, the judge, said that was sitting in his seat of power. I am going to avenge her and take care of her adversary because she kept coming back and would not give up. Oh, Lord. She kept on asking for my help, and I'm going to give her what she needs. Then Jesus says to us in this parable, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. Look at this verse close. The Greek word for avenge here means God will take care of our enemies that are tormenting us with things. And if we will keep on praying, if we're sincere and fully serve serve the Lord, God's going to stand up and he's going to answer. He's going to defend me. He's going to help me. And Lord, God will always move for the humble in heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The sincere and meek will always get God's attention. Jesus said, God will avenge those who cry day and night, though, listen now to the phrase, though he bear long with them, God has much patience. Can we say, Lord, let me hold in there till the answer comes? Jesus said in verse 8, he said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I want to ask you today as I close, will you keep holding on?
Yes.
And not give up? Everybody in the house. Oh, God. Holy God. Holy Lord, I'm holding on. I am not giving up. I believe you will move, God. My life, my soul is in your hand.
Yes.
Will you keep praying? Will you keep serving God with all of your heart?
Present.
Right through your situation until the Lord moves. You might think you're not important here. You might think and low self-esteem of yourself and feel so weak and so little. Who am I? God won't answer me. I'm not smart. I'm too poor and insignificant. The Lord won't take notice of me. A widow in Bible times were one of the most vulnerable people in all of society. She had very little social power. She could barely make ends meet. She had very little money. She had no economic security. I feel him. I feel my Jesus. I feel, save your hand to the church. You're sitting here today and you are important to God. Widows were pretty much pushed aside and forgotten. When a woman's husband died, her world pretty much collapsed and fell apart. A poor, lonely widow had no legal voice to represent herself in court. With no husband or father or sons to help her, she was entirely at the mercy of others. Her life was a life of survival. But this woman climbed the steps and went higher. She kept ascending up to the court to get her need met and did not stop till the judge gave the command to deliver. Holy, 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 holy. Can you see anything in this message today? Can you see what it takes and what we need in this hour to say, God, I need you, and I know you're going to help me.
Yes.
Even me, even poor little me, he loves me. He loves you. I don't know what your battles are here today. God cares. God cares, and let's get into that place and open our heart and pray until we pray. Our innermost being gush with the feelings, reaching for God, and God will move. May God bless you.